You're listening to the show about It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I'm Horace Gusterson.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I just remembered this, and it's a fun fact, and now I can't remember the whole thing, so it's not going to be very satisfying. But there's
what a fun fact.
There's some, like mental, like, not paradox, but, like, effect or something that has to do with, like, you get a certain satisfaction from furniture you build yourself.
Oh, I
and
bet.
It's called the IKEA something.
Oh, it was in my crossword.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this?
That's how I was reminded of it, because it was in a crossword I did recently. It was one of the New York Times ones, so that's probably the same puzzle. Yeah. That's
I learned it beforehand. So it's a word for the feeling you get when you...
It's like the IKEA something. The IKEA... something. I can't remember the term.
Complex. Yeah, not complex or
something
word.
Along those lines.
Some concept.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
The IKEA effect or something
the
like that.
IKEA shit.
Yeah.
Where if you build the furniture, you like feel better about it than if you just buy it delivered or whatever.
Proud.
Yeah.
Here you are.
KT, how's your headache?
It's much better. I took a walk and I took the medicine like I was supposed
effect.
To
I was
do
right.
like a normal person would.
Yeah, it's effect. Yeah. Oh, good. You took a walk. I was going to actually suggest that, but I know you guys have been really active lately anyway.
We have been. Well, that's why. I mean, like, it was just our after work walk, but I think it really helped because, like, since then I haven't even thought about it. I don't. Nice. I was like, oh, yeah, I did have a headache. I was like, oh, it was
thanks, Abby,
neck.
For bringing it up.
Yeah, now I have a headache again. Wham! No, I'm good.
It was fucking Abby.
Oh my goodness.
I know, that's very personal.
Anyway, we're playing D&D, aren't we? Does this work?
Hells to the yes.
Nope.
Don't kill
Does
me.
Does this work? That works. Guys, we're in our safe space. Here we are.
I don't feel safe.
I don't remember
alone.
What's happening. What's
I'm
happening?
I'm doing a recap and I.
Oh, yay!
All right. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Should I hit it?
Hit it?
What? Yeah. Sorry,
wait,
guys.
What?
Say it.
Okay, do it.
Hit it!
Yeah!
You put some walls between us. He wants to hear nobody. Oh, the doorman to tip. Oh, fancy pants, pillow mints. The tiny soap. The mini bar thrills Will's shiftless body. The foot race on the grand staircase. Why would you do it? For an oversized key. We think we'd never win. We never even said we wanted to. Will would die. Oh, the broken street lamps. Oh, those sooty gang Ibish. Do they have some motivation? Sooty but graffiti. All that we can hear. You flood the banks and wash away this huge hotel.
Oh my god!
Raffinamite.
Alright, the waveforms are about to get very big, guys. Watch out.
Oh, the calliope. Oh, the cacophony. Calliope.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I am right. Dumb.
That's
struck.
All for tonight, like, guys.
Oh my god.
I said I was doing the recap next week, but no, I'm not.
Oh my god.
Yeah, me neither, ever.
No, oh, you guys, god. I have this great app that I can record a bunch of tracks over each other. And so, like, that's like five me's playing the accordion.
Oh, my god. Oh, wow.
It's that so great because, so like, I don't have to try as hard. Oh, my
god. You just do every fifth note.
I have a notebook and I just say words and yeah. That,
I really felt like we needed Morrissey and Bear Toggle.
Can you
really
send me the lyrics? Like, because like I want
yeah, I know
was, like,
it's better
epic.
When you can actually see the lyrics.
That was like it was wow.
That's gonna have to go on the wiki too.
Insane.
Does anyone know what happened in it?
So epic. Yes. I mean okay. I think I heard everything, and oh my god, wash away this hotel. That was
yep.
So...
Raffinamite.
Oh my god.
Raffinamite. There,
amazing.
I put it in the little... In
oh
the
wow,
little...
okay.
Oh, is it there? Oh
I really,
god.
It felt like cheating to record it in advance, but it means that I got to actually enjoy yeah, you... it while it was playing. Mm-hmm. I got to dance.
That was insane.
And use your multi-track fun app that you've been god. Raving about.
Yes, what? Exactly.
Which track did you record first?
I did the. That's a great question. I did the one where the accordion's going do 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 because it was pretty steady all the way through.
Yeah.
And it has the nice thing about the app is it has a metronome going, so you can't hear it in the recording, but like it's keeping me in sync in my ear. It's really nifty, and it was free. Made me very happy.
I like that was amazing. Uh-huh. Like that,
you literally can't even.
I know I can't. That was so epic. It was so awesome. I can't
not,
believe.
Not that
it.
We can't even. I won't.
Oh my god! I can't even believe.
No, that
it.
Was great.
That was amazing.
So I know very little Morrissey. I'm pretty much like there is a light that never goes out, and that's it. What is the actual song that
so
that's
this song,
based
you don't
on?
Even know the song. Oh, I'm so
no. It sounds familiar. No, I'm bad with music trivia. That's
it's
me.
Tomorrow, will it ever come. I've been singing it for 2 days straight.
Oh, that's what's been stuck in your head.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying not to.
I just heard little bits and pieces of something. And
yeah,
that's so funny. Okay. You're trying not to like sing the song at all.
Give it
so
away. Yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. See, like most of the time when me and Eric, like, well, no, when you were doing yours, you always surprise me. But usually when I'm working on one, you know, because
you
I'm
can't
like,
stop
I'm trying
talking
to,
about it.
Yeah, I talk so much about it. I sing the original song and that would totally give it away. Although I sing a lot of songs. Abby, I feel like you must sing a lot of songs on a daily basis, probably.
I do. And it's great because my son is embarrassed by them now.
No,
and
what?
So I'll start singing and he's like, no, no. And I'm like, now I'm going to sing it louder.
Yeah, it gives you even more joy.
Wait, why is he embarrassed when no one's around?
We had a very noisy
around,
dinner
or?
Tonight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I wish they would all sing rounds with me, but instead I just chase them
you have your app.
With song. Yeah, that's right. I sing with myself.
So many voices can follow your children around.
I'm going to try to do a song one, but I'm going to do death metal.
Okay. Nice. Okay. That would be so
you
great.
You definitely and will
need take her down. Take her down.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Milk and tomato juice together.
Special couple, one silver.
I think I listened to that today at work.
Wow. I want to listen to it again. Like, can you send it so that
I have
you...
it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I played it on my soundboard.
I'll
have
play
the file.
It later. I don't want to make everyone listen to it again.
I know, like, it's like 4 minutes.
It is 4 minutes long.
No, I don't mean make. I mean, like, I want to listen to it, but I'm not going to make everyone sit here
I'll
and
put
it
on your phone so you can listen to it while you're doing chores.
I'm not kidding. I want to hear... That was, like,
put it on Spotify.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God. I love seeing that people love the song recaps.
We need to compile like all the different musical stuff we've ever done and like have it as an album that people
can
have.
It's an album. I love that. That's
it would be
so
cool
fun.
Because Steve that would Corral. Be a way that we could actually get funds.
Yeah.
And it's like a donation. You get the DVD or the DVD. The
DVD.
CD. Yeah, it's a that's a whole other thing.
It's only of Alex stripping.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
To the music.
Giant
floating black box over my head.
Yep, exactly. You're like, I don't care if people see my dick as long as they can't see my face. I'm fine.
You don't know. Maybe his dick is his most defining characteristic at work.
I don't think image
recognition. Well, now I know it's not.
Sorry, we keep cutting you off.
Yeah, we do.
That's fine. I feel like I just missed an insult, but that's okay.
No, it wasn't an insult.
No, they were saying you have a normal penis because they were saying that you could be identified by it, but then Abby was like, no. Or you said no.
I said
you
no.
You said no.
No.
You couldn't be identified, so it's normal.
Yeah.
So don't worry. It's you have average. A totally normal, average, maybe
typical.
Slightly below
six,
average. Oh. It's just unimpressive is really the point is what we're trying to say. Just totally nobody would care if they saw it. Nobody.
Will and Bathwack are already setting the stage here.
Yeah. All right, listen, I've seen your penis. It's totally average. Nobody cares, okay? Oh, man. Now somebody needs to use that as their ringtone.
Bathwack finally zips up his pants after like 10 episodes.
Nobody's told you. Nobody's
Gwen
told
you. Gwen wasn't
going to
say anything.
Maybe it's cultural. Maybe that's why he got kicked out of his clan.
He didn't know.
It's the only thing that didn't shrink to size, like in proportion.
Like, I thought it was just.
That's
I
why
it
weighs the same.
Snowy weather, but.
Oh my God. Oh.
No wonder Halula doesn't like us. She's like super offended.
God, yeah.
Yeah, so offended.
She's like standing there the whole time, like at eye level, just like, is
hashtag
anyone going to
me too.
Yeah, I know. Come on. Oh my God. We are the villains of the story.
We really
told
are.
Told you.
Oh, this is tragic.
Oh my gosh.
This is tragic.
Gwen's not a villain? No.
You didn't say anything either.
You said nothing.
You're complicit.
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's something his clan did. I'm not. Who
might have
said?
That's what I was saying. Maybe that's why he was kicked out.
He showed mercy. That's the name of his penis.
For like the last 30 years.
Oh my gosh. This is such a good start.
It's
I'm
like
so
11
excited.
O'clock now, right?
Oh. My recaps like. Just keep getting longer and longer.
So,
hello.
Where
everyone.
Are we? We just saw the sooty bird graffiti.
Yep, yeah. The sooty bird graffiti.
Sooty.
You were investigating the remains of the airship tower, mm-hmm. the charred remains, mm-hmm. and found a smudged symbol of a bird in flight out of soot mm-hmm. on one of the supports. Of what is left of the tower where airships would typically have docked in order to take you away to Carnivar or Gully's End or Tapper Down or even to Voli.
But not
alas,
worm.
No tower. No, fuck worm. You flew out of worm, actually. That's the true. Only surviving airship tower you've seen was in worm.
That oh. is true.
So, yeah, that's where you are. You're in the middle of this giant open field. Poking around some old burnt wood.
Yeah.
Spending your time wisely. No judgment.
Are we just standing there? We found it and we just
yep.
stand there.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at, you've been Yay. There for about 2 hours.
Wow. We're
You're
weird.
Just staring at each other. You haven't said anything about it. Uh-huh. So now 2 hours later.
Wow.
What'd you find there, Will?
I didn't find it.
Yeah, you did. Oh, no, you didn't. You looked and you couldn't see shit.
Yeah, I think I rolled a one.
I think Graffita found it.
I'll look around. I mean, I want to see if there's any more evidence lying around. And I'm so good at investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You're the detective of the group. Put on your deerstalker cap to cover up your hair.
Zip up your fly.
Yep.
And
yeah.
roll perception. How'd I do?
You got a 15.
Oh, nice. That's not bad.
You were able to see the mark that has been pointed out to you already.
Oh.
And otherwise, you
hey
can
guys,
tell.
Hey, guys, you see this? Oh, shoot.
You can tell that the tower has burnt somewhat recently.
Okay.
What do you think it means?
I think it burned down kind of recently.
No, that's... Oh. Yes.
Oh, the bird. What does the bird mean?
Yes.
I mean, it's probably the sooty gang, right?
It's got to be because it's a sooty bird, and they're birds. Remember, I mean, they're not birds.
They're not
that's
really
probably
birds,
racist.
Though.
That's,
yeah,
that's racist.
I mean, they're
yeah.
kind of birds. I mean,
they look, but they don't have wings. That's the thing. Like,
right, but what makes a bird a bird?
Is a wing a defining characteristic of a bird?
Are their bones hollow?
Speciesist?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know birds.
Birds, they have beaks, right?
Do ibis lay eggs?
Chicken is a bird, Will.
Yeah, and so is like a pigeon. I'm just saying. Yeah, I when
but
I
you
look
eat
at
chicken, right?
What kind of yes. bird in flight is it? Is it an anhinga or perhaps a turkey vulture?
Does
hey,
it?
I lay eggs. I'm not a bird.
Hey DM, I asked you a question.
What?
Sorry, crunch.
What kind of bird
I took
is
a
it?
Bite of my cracker. Oh yeah.
It's hard to say. It's a smudged silhouette made of soot. You don't know.
I mean, is it like?
It's like big,
a small
wide,
bird.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's a whole landscape. The image itself is maybe, how big is that? 3 inches? Is this
like,
3 inches?
Like 4 or 5 inches.
Four
then.
Or five
that's
inches?
Like 6 inches.
Okay.
Hold on.
Six inches.
Now,
6 inches is right there.
So like 5 inches?
Five. Yeah, I said 4 or 5.
5 inches
right
tip to tip of the wing. But it's hard to get a sense of scale because it's not like there's a whole landscape sooted behind it or anything like that.
Can I roll like as somebody who has experience with gang stuff? Can I roll to see if I might know? I mean, like, I have an idea, but it's only from, like, my KTs. Like, I don't know. I've never
from
been in
your
a gang.
Experience with gangs.
Right. So, like, it's from
please take that blue
or
bandana
TV
off of your thigh.
Like, to see if Will would have an inkling of why this symbol would be here. Would he think it was because it's just like, yeah, we did this. We're so tough. Like, or might there be another meeting? Do you want me to roll for that?
You know what? Let's have you roll for it.
All right.
It's D&D.
They're giving you the bird.
Yeah.
Exactly. Give me a history check.
History.
Ooh.
All right.
Roger Debris presents
history.
History. A 10. So you don't have any specific dealings with the Sooty Gang.
Right.
You never had your Tivoli business associates leave symbols behind on things that they had done. Mm-hmm. So you think that maybe they maybe feel like they have something to prove, if you had to guess?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so Will says that out loud. He's like, this is probably them just marking territory or trying to show people how tough they are, show the community how tough they are, maybe prove that they did something to their boss, something like that.
That's terrible. I mean, like, the street lamp was bad enough, but, like, really, like, this entire tower, like, how, like, this is only going to hurt the city. I mean, people can't get to Carnivore or anywhere like that or come here from Carnivore.
I'm assuming that they're whoever's in charge is probably trying to, they have a goal. They have a goal for whatever, there's all this destruction stuff is happening because there is some goal. These the people doing it might not know what the goal is. They might just be a bunch of idiots burning stuff down, but there's somebody in charge who knows what's going on.
So you don't think it's like random stuff? You think that there's like a, what do you think is the point?
I don't know what the point is because I've only been in this weird ass town city for however long it's been. 10 hours though, you just spilled water everywhere. Ah! I'll be right back. Oh god.
Talk amongst yourself. Earlier, or I guess it was last week now, I spilled a boiling hot mug of tea on myself. And I still have this scar. It's you know, it didn't like blister, but it was really unpleasant. I had to like immediately take all of my clothes off because I was confused. It was so hot.
And like, it's in your clothes, but it's still burning because it's in your clothes. And
I'm like, how fast can I unzip my pants?
Ask really Bathwack.
Bathwack. Bathwack, how fast?
My pants have been down the whole time.
He has no idea.
All right. So
now it's been down.
Speaking, by the way, not Alex.
Yeah. Right.
I move my microphone and knock my water phone, my water over.
Is it something you Shimi had a question? I think.
I said.
Oh, it's not random.
Are you sure it's not random? Like, what do you think they're? You think they have
even
a point?
If it's no. I'm saying even if it's random, there's still a point. They might not know what it is. It might be random destruction. They might just be told to destroy random things, or they might not want travel in and out of the city. Will ponders, putting his hand on his chin. Like he's just thinking. Will is definitely trying to brainstorm why this would happen. But I guess he's.
I have an idea, but not it's out of character.
Ooh.
But I do have an idea.
Ooh.
But Gwen, I don't think Gwen would have. Oh my god. I was just attacked by a moth.
Ah, I love moths.
What is happening in the world
it's up there,
right now?
Though.
Okay. Oh my gosh. There's a lot of environmental factors tonight.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Do you want to share it out of character or do you want it to
No. Okay. No. I have an Yeah.
Okay.
Gwen's going to need more to come up with this, but
yeah.
Denise is like, I'm going to win this game. Fuck you guys.
No, I don't want to sway anyone's thinking now.
Yeah.
Until, but I have a.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. It could be general destruction meant to destabilize the city because they're trying to, I don't know, do some kind of coup. Maybe they're trying to take over power in the city. Maybe they are being hired by a rival city, trying to destroy the city from within, be less of a competitor with something. Does anyone know of a nearby city that has a university or something that they would
Carnivore.
Want to be? Yeah, but that's not neighboring, is it, Shimi?
I mean, it's...
You could use the airship to get to Carnivore.
I just know that we talked to the professor guy or whatever, the dean person.
I guess they
could
have been hired by somebody from all the way from Carnivore. I mean, seems a lot.
Does Gully's End have a university? That's closer.
Yeah, do you have a university in Gully's End? In the caves? In the wall? Bathwack? Bathwack? Is he alive?
Okay. I was trying to think of the answer.
It was frozen. It was like all of a sudden you moved 3 feet
right,
forward.
Yeah, okay. I was like, it's
oh,
just...
it was, oh, it was stuck?
Your video yeah. was, yeah. It was a classic Bathwack silence combined with a video freeze, yeah, and so we thought
so
you were gone.
It was very alarming.
I mean, Bathwack never went to a university, so...
Mm. So he has no idea.
So there can't be one.
Well, guys, what if it, you know, what if this is linked to the street lamps and that there are bird nests in the street lamps and this gas in the street lamps is causing problems to the nests and they are just trying to help the birds. And
but then
like birds.
When they break the street lamps, where do the birds go? And also, do birds go in street lamps? That's disgusting. I need to check my street lamps, apparently.
What's wrong? What? Well,
birds poop on things, Rafina.
If they have a nest, the poop goes in the nest.
Yes, but when they fly around, the poop could land in my coffee that I'm carrying around my town. You know
get
what I mean?
A lid.
What?
There's a strict no bird policy in Tivoli.
There are no birds.
You have like 50 people hired with
75% of our
slings.
Budget goes to mages you who make net. A dome over the city and it's electrified.
A strange consequence of this is that dead birds just keep falling out of the sky.
You don't get bird poop in your coffee, you get a dead bird.
Rafina, I thought you would like that. It seems like some kind of exotic tea, doesn't it? Like a whole bird in the tea? No? Jeez, my no. ideas are shut down everywhere I go.
Just like those birds.
Just, yeah.
There's this weird church in Tivoli that believes that their needs are provided by the god of the birds that just mm-hmm. drops dead birds into
thanks,
their, onto their table.
Like,
I was so hungry and this bird just fell onto my table. Happens 3 times a week.
Like... What happens when you dimension door through a giant electrified grid around your city?
I don't know. I've never had to before, but now I'll try it as soon as I get home. Mm-hmm. This dome doesn't actually exist, guys. I made it up.
Back on track, guys. Back on track.
Well, guys, I mean, I definitely think that we need to help do something about the city gang because street lamps is bad. I mean, that's just destroying public property for no reason. But then destroying the airship tower, like that's causing a bit of a kerfluffle with a lot of things. Like that's just not like something that's causing a minor inconvenience. This is kind of big.
That's why it's also a little weird to me that, like, they destroyed an entire airship tower, which presumably is linked to that big business that we, you know, we were in an airship and there was, like, the whole linked airship situation. And then they just punch a street lamp. Like, that doesn't seem to be the same scale. I don't know. It is a little weird, but also, again, like, there could be people who are at the very bottom and that's what they're starting to do, the street lamps. And then maybe this is some kind of, I don't know. Boss doing this kind of
what
thing.
What do you think they'll do next? I'm from Australia now.
Oh, hello. Good day.
Well, do you guys...
get an emu.
They're gonna get an emu.
Maybe they'll blow up Ayers Rock.
Do we have time between now and when we have to meet that odd lady with the pink hair? Because remember, they said that, you know, kind of when you get east in high ground, it gets a little seedier. So maybe we could, if we go that mm-hmm. way, we could maybe run into some more of the city gang and, you know, or even just ask some people around to see if they have.
Ugh, can't we have fun in a city when we hang?
Oh, what do you
can't
want to
do?
Can
we do something that's nice instead of going and, like, finding all the problems? Like, do we have to help the university and destroy a gang in one day? Can't I go to the salon we were talking about, guys?
I want to know what a manicure is.
I mean, we could certainly go to the salon. There's the only thing we have a timetable on is the woman with the pink hair. There's a specific time we have to meet her. But
we could combine them. Let's go to a seedy salon.
Oh, no.
And then we can find people
can
in the salon that
Rafina.
We need to talk to.
Rafina's just picturing seeds being placed under your fingernails.
It's like a torture chamber.
Sesame seeds.
So, like, what time is it now?
Yeah,
like,
how much time do we have?
It's getting a little later. You have a little bit of time. You don't want to take too long.
Should we be walking there then? All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's try to meet. Like, let's get that pink lady. And we have hotel rooms. We have plenty of time.
Multiple rooms.
Yeah, we have plenty of time. We have for multiple days. You know, we'll be around here. It's not like we can, you know, solve the city gang problem in a day.
Solve all the city's problems. That's what we're here for, right, Gwen? Oh, yay. I'm so excited to be here with you all and solve the world's problems.
Well, I mean,
I bet you Rafina probably wants to blow up that dam.
What? Wow. Oh, shit. Wow.
Well, I mean,
escalated.
Good thing she's not here.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Annie Park. I mean, that's why she went crazy, right?
Right.
And started killing everybody.
Right, yes.
Because she wanted to blow up the dam.
Yeah.
Ugh, serial killer. If I see her, I'll shoot her in the head.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, that's far enough. Care. Yes, let's talk about something else. Very good.
All right. Have you ever played hopscotch?
It's a perfect Rafina conversation.
It's like, yes, actually, that was in one of my economics classes.
Now she remembers.
Yep. We jump from one GDP to the next.
Maybe this is why the university is failing. I'm not sure. Will is like, I never went to school, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't know. Maybe I should perform an audit of their culinary program, because if that's what their economics is, I'm kind of not sure if their culinary is up to snuff.
They play butterscotch in culinary.
Yes. Butterscotch and hopscotch. Oh,
hot,
I love
hopscotch.
It.
Hopscotch. Hot,
all right. Should we head over to the...
Is it 9:30?
Not quite, but it's, you know, you're in the middle of a city. So you can start to make your ways over there. You might have room for a couple detours, maybe not a full grooming.
Okay, well, we don't even know what's on the way. So let's just head there, I guess, unless Rafina has an opinion.
And,
all right.
And on the way, Gwen's looking for officer stations, whatever.
Yeah, police.
Oh, guards.
You fucking narc.
Thank you, guard. Town guards.
And I'm looking for more city gang stuff.
Okay.
Because I want to save the world.
All right. Rafina's hopping on one leg again because it's hopscotch. We're talking about hopscotch.
Economics.
Back to
one,
our college
two,
days. All right. So you start heading over towards... Rafina's generally heading the way towards the Pineapple Wars Memorial Garden.
Okay.
Pretty soon, once you get back into the sort of built-up part of High Ground... It's definitely a lot of stores and things like that, which you might want to revisit down the road, but you're trying to just make your way there. But you do hear a bit of a hubbub sort of in the direction that you're heading.
Hubbub.
Type down hubbub, KT.
I did. I wrote hubbub.
I know. I watched you do it.
Okay, cool.
And then I said, type it down.
Sorry.
Type it down.
And Rafina, you know that it's coming from the direction of the Temple District here in High Ground.
Oh, that's that hubbub is coming from the temples, guys. That's unusual. The temples are not usually hubbubby.
Right. It sounds kind of chanty-ish.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Bad chanty or C chanty?
Not chanty-ish. Not chanty-ish. Chanty-ish.
Can we kind of walk by there as we're going up?
Sure. It's kind of on your way.
Okay. How
so
convenient.
You can make sure to... direct your way. Oops, I just
like,
made your icon
are
the
they?
Wrong.
I don't know.
So you've come into the square, and there's this is the temple district. It's not too big, but it's this sort of small square with a bunch of different temples to various gods and deities surrounding it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. The dominating structure, you do not recognize, Rafina. It's this big, gaudy, flashy, ostentatious.
Oh no.
It's like gleaming silver edifice in the center of the largest side of the square. And above it in these sort of gleaming, magically glowing red lights, it states House of Zolbardia.
Oh my god.
Rafina stops, laughs hysterically for a little while, and then lays on the ground sobbing.
Oh, no!
Wait, what?
It's just disgusting. It's so gross, and it's not anything that she recognizes.
I mean, I also have the same reaction in a way. Will is like completely in awe. Like, this is enormous. Like, you're saying it is the biggest temple,
uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's gaudy.
Uh-huh. And in the darkling duskness, the glowing red letters are even more, you know, visible and prominent.
Oh my God.
Nothing else has signage quite like the House of Solvaria here in the temple district of Bear Toggle.
Will's hand is just on his chest, like, oh. And he's looking at Rafina, and he's looking at the temple, and he's like, oh, don't cry.
It's so gross. What is happening?
It is kind of gross, but...
So you were drawn here by the sound, though. And so there, okay. Remember, there was this, not shanty, but chanty sound coming from this direction. And looks like there's some sort of demonstration happening outside of the temple, sort of in the center of the square. Uh-huh. Looks like it's maybe centered, not in front of the House of Zolbaridia, but kind of to the left of it a little bit, if you had to pinpoint it down.
Okay.
And right now, there's a crowd that's marching around. And it's not a huge crowd. I mean, there's maybe 30 people here or so sort of gathered together in unison. Uh-huh. And right now, they're chanting, "The dragon is real! The dragon is real! Yeah. The dragon is real!"
Wow.
Oh, well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we should see what's going on.
Yeah.
This has got to have something to do with that flyer or whatever, right? That we saw that was like no magic or something, no unicorns.
I take issue with this because, yeah, they said that unicorns aren't real. And I'm sorry, they're real.
I agree. Come on.
Gwen's going to go up and she's going to like just get one of the people who are chanting like dragons are real and just kind of see if she can like pull them aside and just be like, what's going on here?
How many people are there?
Like around 30-ish.
30. Okay.
Yep. Of various ages and genders and races and things like that. A lot of halflings, but...
Well, distributed.
Roughly seems to mirror the populace of the town, the city.
Are there any Ibish?
No, you don't see any Ibish.
Okay.
But they're pretty rare in general here in the city.
Okay.
You've seen some Ibish, I will say. You've seen some Ibish that you don't think are maybe necessarily associated with the Sooty Gang since you've been to Bear Toggle, but you don't see any Ibish in this crowd.
Okay.
So yeah, you pull someone aside, and she says, yes. Are you here to join our cause?
Beth walks into the crowd. The dragon is real. The dragon is real. I'm going to keep my eye on them, though.
That's unexpected.
Bathwax immediately lost in the crowd because he's 3 feet tall. Yeah. Go on. Woo.
No, you know, what is this all about? I mean, I believe you the dragon is real. I've seen the dragon. But who's saying the dragon is not real?
Nobody's saying that the dragon is real. It's here. People have seen it. It's coming for your children.
Well, I mean, I've seen it. I
You have too. Yes, please join us.
Well, I mean, because I got this flyer here that says that the dragon isn't real. And
yes, that's from the Temple of Bahamut. They're spreading lies. They're in cahoots with the dragon.
Oh,
well. Well, then maybe I need to talk to them because I don't agree with the dragon not being real. And they also said that unicorns weren't. And I know for a fact that they are real as well.
So cute.
Well, I'm sure you're right because this dragon is real and it's a threat to our city and to our way of life.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw it over Moro's Inlet and it didn't do anything there. I believe it destroyed a village along the way.
I'm sure it did. It's living in the lake.
The dragon is in the lake now. What color is the dragon?
I've heard it's this terrifying red orange color.
Okay. Huh.
I've never seen it myself, but the truth is being suppressed.
Yes, more ways than one.
How do you know it's living? I'm right behind Gwen. How do you know it's living in the lake?
Someone's... The dragon is real.
Someone saw it dive into the lake late at night. Someone was out fishing late, and they saw it plunge down into the depths of Bear Toggle Lake.
Oh. Red Are you orange. Worried about it destroying the dam?
It's going to destroy our town. It's going to set everything on fire. Dragons are a threat to our way of living.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. All dragons aren't bad.
It destroyed a village, you said. See?
Well, this one sounds like it may not be on the up and up. But I'm just saying, as a hasty generalization, saying dragons are a threat, all dragons aren't necessarily.
Well, this one is.
Well, yes. This one certainly seems to be a threat.
Well, stay on message.
We were already signed up. Come on. We signed you up.
Where's the guard? We're screaming for the guard to protect our city. They're nowhere to be found.
No, they're looking for a serial killer, apparently. Have you heard anything about that?
Who has time to talk about just mere murder where there's a dragon on the loose?
Okay. Yeah, I'm having a problem finding the guard, too. So it seems to be a problem all over the city. It's not just here.
We need to shore up our defenses. Are you here to defend us?
I'll help with whatever is needed.
Oh, good.
But I think right now I would like to go into this temple and talk to whomever's in charge there who's spreading these rumors that dragons are not real.
Yes, get them to do something about it. They have a dragon god. They should be able to do something about this.
Oh, weird.
Well, yeah, I'm okay. Which one is it?
It's the one over there, tucked in behind the House of Zobardia.
Okay.
And they point over and there's this like small little doorway obscured by the gleaming silver corner of the House of Zobardia, kind of hidden away, almost in like a back alley.
Okay. Well, hey guys, I want to go check out this temple and talk to them and kind of give them a piece of my mind about spreading some, you know, false information.
Will has not been in this conversation. He's been over by the Temple of Zolbardia, like literally putting his hand on it, like, and rubbing his hand on the temple. Like, he is okay. Fascinated.
Got it.
Bathwax sees you.
Get out of here, creep!
Eric felt that.
I don't even think that registered on the waveform. It was like no way. It was like a ghost said it. There's no waveform at all.
Call Zach Bagans.
Zach!
What do I notice about it? Is there anything like, are people coming out of there to join the march? Or do I think that they're involved?
You don't
all?
See anybody coming in and out.
Okay.
There is someone in red robes standing by the doorway into the temple, into the house of I'll call it a temple because it's a temple-y kind of thing, but into the house of Zolbardia.
The house of Zolbardia. Yeah.
They're standing there, and their face is mostly obscured by the hood of their robe, and they're holding a box with a hole in the top.
I go over there.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he gonna do step one? Cut a hole in that box.
That's probably what would happen.
A box with a hole in the top?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Will has his hands in his pockets and he's just happy. Like it's like he is daydreaming happy and he goes over to the guy or a figure. Cause I guess I don't know. Is it a man or a woman?
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you approach this person.
Yeah.
And they said, would you like to enter the house of Zolbardia to receive forgiveness?
Do you require a donation?
It would be 2 silver, please.
Oh, yeah, yes. He's like laughing and giggling. Yes. He takes 2 silver out and puts it in.
Oh, yeah. He holds out the box. Okay. And you can put the silver in. You may enter. Pray you find forgiveness within.
Will just, he like does a ridiculously flourishing bow to the guy and holds open the door and turns around and waves at his friends if they're looking. But hey, and just
Bathwick peels off out of the crowd and
follows
shortly behind Will.
All right. So you head in. Are you gonna go up to the figure or?
Yeah, I'll go up to the figure.
Okay. Do you wish to enter the house of Zolbardia to seek forgiveness?
Yes.
Please provide your 2 silver donation to enter.
All right, I'll give him 3 silver in his bag.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mr. Moneybag.
Definitely getting forgiven.
Feel free to linger within, he says, and he opens the door for you.
Ooh.
I'll go in.
Is anybody else following?
I'm going to go with Gwen. Gwen, I'm going with you.
All right. So, Will and Bathwack, you enter the House of Zolbardia. Uh-huh. And within, you find yourself at the start of a long corridor.
Okay.
The walls, ceiling, and floor are gilded. There's low lighting. You're not sure what the source is. This low sort of warm light illuminating the walls within.
Saxophone music playing. Yep.
No, it's Calliope.
Run screaming.
It's like pleasantly scented. You feel like someone's burning incense somewhere or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a narrow pathway before you that turns off to the left. It's not not a choice.
I thought it was a house of mirrors.
Right, exactly.
You have to figure out how to get through.
In a sense, it kind of is. It's a narrow sort of corridor, but it's not a puzzle. Like, it's clear where to go.
Where you have to go.
But it's like this winding pathway that you start to follow.
Is this familiar to me at all?
No.
All right. Totally.
You don't have anything like this in Tivoli or anything like that.
Okay.
So I'm start following.
Yeah. Do I notice that Bathwa came in right behind me, or how long is he? Do I know that he's there?
Had however far behind I was, like whatever the distance was between the crowd and the door.
Right. Exactly. I mean, are you trying to be sneaky, Bathwa, or anything like that?
No. But I'm not. I mean, it's not any dangerous as far as I know. Right. So I'm not hurrying.
So the first sort of stretch of the corridor is long enough, Will, that by the time you get to the turn, you would be able to tell that the door opened behind you.
Oh.
And you could look back and see Bathwack walk in.
Oh, hey, welcome. What are you doing?
Bathwack looks behind him. He's confused why Will is so happy.
Pretty crazy, huh? I pat the wall again.
What is this place?
It's the House of Zolbardia in Beartoggle.
Okay. what is that? You seem to know what this place is.
Yeah, it's the patron saint of Tivoli. I'm just amazed. We are in Beartoggle. I mean, the patron god, right? Not patron saint. Patron god.
Saint isn't a...
Yeah, not saint.
That's a Catholic thing.
Patron god of Tivoli is what I meant to say.
Okay, Bathwick, makes another look around the walls and the ceiling and just sort of takes it in anew now that he knows what's going on.
Yep, just gleaming gold everywhere.
So absurd. I love it. Okay. I mean, he kind of will wait for he'll pause to make it clear that Bathwack's welcome to come up beside him, but also he's not come on, Bathwack. So he'll just keep walking if Bathwack isn't coming.
Oh, Bathwack completely misses the cue, but he's still walking up to you.
Okay. All right.
You guys can start walking through the House of Zolbardia, and it's just these corridors, this single, not a maze or anything like that, more of a labyrinth, the classical labyrinth, where it's just one path, and it's these turns, and you're just walking through this corridor. It's the same gold everywhere, recessed warm lighting just filling it. This pleasant odor pervasive throughout, and you just make these turns, and you're just...
I getting tired?
No.
Am I disoriented?
You haven't been in here for 10 miles or anything. Right. But yeah, I guess disoriented maybe a little bit. You're not exactly sure.
Do
there's
I
enough
start
turns
getting nervous?
And things like that. No.
Okay.
It's not that long.
Yeah.
You walk for a few minutes.
I would like to... Will, when he realizes that this is not familiar and... that it's going on for a while? Like, can I roll to be like aware of like whether I'm being drugged or something's about to happen to me? Like, I want to be super vigilant.
Okay.
Like, he's paying attention to details. So okay. Roll to see if there's like secret doors or like something else going on here. Like if I smell or if I can feel like the effects of a drug or something.
Okay. Perception or medicine, I guess. Ooh. Maybe.
I don't have medicine. Perception.
I don't believe in doctors.
Hey, that's a good one. 19.
Ooh. Okay. You think maybe generally just this process you're going through is a little bit sort of in just the nature of it, a little hypnotic, maybe? Mm-hmm. You don't think that anything is like specifically attacking your mental faculties or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see Will doing something. Right.
Sniffing
are
hard.
Are you like actually looking around or are you sniffing hard?
So Will is almost like, for a while at first, if you had seen anything, he's almost like, again, like in a daydream. Like it's almost like a worshipful touch that he has on the wall. Like he's amazed by it. And then like, as he goes on, it's more like he gets a little more like scientific about it. Like, wait a second, what is going on? So he's more like closely looking at the walls and like trying to smell the air. Yes. Like trying to see if there's something else going on. Like that he, I feel like it would look weird.
Bethwick has a recollection of secret passages in Castle Ravenloft and starts looking at the wall a little more carefully.
Okay, give me a perception or investigation.
Well, if I have a choice.
You do have a choice.
Oh no,
it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. That would have been a zero after my modifier for investigation.
Oh my gosh.
No. Spanakopita.
Just in case nobody heard it the first time.
Oh, thank you.
Helpful.
You don't find any hidden passages at all. You don't think there's anywhere where someone could jump out and abduct you and hold you ransom or anything like
Has
that.
Has he been abducted? Did he not notice?
Bathrock's dead, you guys.
I turn around and Bathrock's just gone. I see the wall eating him. All right.
It's a mimic.
I'm going to, what does Bathrock look like to me if he rolled in? Like, does he look like he's hypnotized or something? Or?
Maybe a little bit, a little bit entranced by sort of this repetitive.
I'm
going to
clap,
walking
right
turn.
In front of
wall
his face.
Is so smooth.
Yeah. Bathrock, snap out of it. I clap in front of his little face.
Uh-huh.
His little short face.
Yeah, it's easy to clap in front of his face.
Yeah. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Okay.
I'll be your bodyguard right now. Don't worry. I'm going to turn around and keep walking.
Sounds like a clause in the contract.
Yeah.
So, you guys keep sort of wandering through these halls. Again, wandering is wrong because you're not at a loss. Uh-huh, it's all one path. There's no question. You're just continuing along the only way you can go. Mm-hmm. And eventually... You can see in the distance at the end of this long passageway you're in currently an opening into the outside. You see the remains of what was left of the daylight streaming down in to the doorway and the far end of this corridor.
Uh-huh.
You make your way down there, and there is a sign.
Uh-huh.
As you you walk through the exit, it says, "You have been forgiven." And there's also a smiling. There's an image of a smiling man dressed in red robes with a yellow hood, and Will, this smiling face is very, very familiar to you.
Oh my god. Really?
Why?
Is it Eldin?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. All right.
Is it what?
It's Eldin. as you walk through the opening into the outside, both of you feel this sort of weight sort of released off of your shoulders. It's this very relieving sort of like like breath, like that you can't just normally just exhale. It's like this extreme exhalation, but like off of like something deep in your core.
I want to look at that before we leave the picture. That's really weird to me.
It's outside, actually.
Oh,
so,
it's
outside?
Uh-huh.
It's like out there. There's like this little like very small courtyard almost. Kind of there's like walls on either side. And it looks like there's a little pathway that goes around to the left that leads back down some sort of alleyway somewhere.
Okay. I'm going to check to make sure everything's in my pack. Everything just feels, my burden feels so light now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you look in there. Captain Clockface is still there. Everything you're hoping to look for is still in your bags.
Bathwick smiles to himself.
Will just he's looking at the picture and he's just like he scratches his head like this was I don't understand. This is bizarre, totally bizarre. Okay, awesome. Is it clear how to get back to where everyone else was?
There's a little alleyway that kind of leads off to the left. There is this sort of that chanty sound is sort of echoing through that direction. So you think it probably leads back to the main square of the temple area.
Judging by the size of the building, does it seem realistic? Like we could have walked through the building and it was like, does it seem like maybe there are secret rooms or something that we could have missed? Like, is there space? Like, compared to how long we walked versus what the building looks like?
It's hard to say. Hmm. I mean, you feel like probably what you walked through is at the very least the bulk of the sort of footage of the structure that is represented by the outside of the House of Zolbaridia. It's this massive structure. You didn't go up or down or anything like that, so there could be stuff above where you were. You didn't see any kind of stairs or anything like that that would lead you up or down, anything like that. But you think that it's feasible that the path you walked would roughly make out the footprint of the building that you perceive from the outside. Without obviously taking a tape measure with you.
Can you go back in? Or does it not let you?
Do you want to walk it backwards?
Will is looking at the door like, do they have like some kind of way to prevent us from going back inside?
What, you want to walk back through the
passageway? Yeah, he wants to see it. He's investigating this whole thing. Yeah.
All right.
I want to be unforgiven.
You might get your silver back then.
So you walk back towards the passageway and you smash your face on something unseen.
Wait, I smashed my face. I'm okay. Right.
Unless you're being very careful about it and trying to reach out your...
Like I said, I walked over to the door to see if there's something that prevents us from going back in.
All right,
in.
Well, if you're then testing it with your hand, then it's like as if you're touching something solid.
Oh my God. Will just turns around like, whoa. Weird. Well, that was fun.
You said this is the temple of the patron god of Tivoli. Is that that smiling man? Is that Zolbaridia?
I guess that's their depiction of him here. Fascinating. Is it a painting on a
here,
wall?
Does he look different in Tivoli? Sound confused, Will. Are you okay?
I'm okay. It's just a very interesting experience to see this so far away from home and to see Zolbaridia depicted so specifically. And that's all he says.
Can you be more specific?
I mean, often Zolbaridia wears things that obscure his face or I don't know. This is just a very specific image of a of Zolbardia.
I'm pretty sure this one has a face, right? Bathwick goes back over to look at it again.
Yes, he does.
Do you have a face?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. It's this handsome man, olive toned skin, with a nice bright smile, straight teeth. Looks like someone you'd want to have a drink with.
It's a nice smile. So he doesn't usually have a face?
Not always. I mean, sometimes there are things, you know, like the guy in the front with the veil. That kind of thing often happens with Zolbardia. And this is just interesting that they chose a very specific depiction of Zolbardia to put here. I don't know how this is happening, but that's really interesting. Is it an image that is movable? Is it painted onto a wall or on like a cardboard? Like what is it? What is
it on? It's this cardboard standee. It says Bud Light at the bottom. Awesome. It looks like it's a painting that is affixed to the wall.
So it's a painting. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I want to look at the painting.
Okay.
Like, is there anything weird about the painting? Investigation.
Okay. I'm looking at Will. I'm looking at the painting. Looking at Will. Looking at the painting.
What was the name again? I didn't catch it. It was Eldon or something?
Eldon. 16 investigation. Okay. Anything with the painting?
It seems like it's just a painting.
Just a painting.
It's fixed to the wall.
Okay.
You could maybe tear it off if you wanted to. I mean, it's... I'm just trying to tell you, like, I mean, it's not like...
Can I lift it off the wall?
It's fixed there somehow.
Yeah, like Will pulls on it.
Yeah, it's fixed firmly to the wall.
I look up at the face and I...
Uh-huh. It's like this large...
Bathwick draws his sword and looks at Will.
Wait, what's happening? Wait, no, I'm not even looking at Bathwick, but happening?
You want the... You want this off the wall, yeah?
No. Just curious.
It's very big. You would be seen if you were carrying it. It's not something you could put in your bag. I will make that clear.
That breaks. Will was like looking at the image very like for a second, like lost. And then he's like, no, don't want it. And then he turns and walks down the alley. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm supposed to do something else, but I don't know what else to do. Okay.
Pathwick pulls out his
he's gonna cut the painting silly out
putty.
Of the frame.
He smears it on top of the face and pulls it off.
That's just where I was going. I was just trying to figure out what I had. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Pulls out his Polaroid.
The fact
camera.
That he had a face seemed to really bother Will. So Bathwick gets out his cardstock and pen, and he scrawls a smiley face on the cardstock, and then sort of clips it over the top of the painting so that it is trying to obscure the face with the smiley.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I have anything that can actually tack it on there.
No.
I could pull something out of my out of my mess kit if I have to find something sticky stick it on there with. I don't want to give up my fork, but like I could just take some like particularly sticky piece of fish taco and just stick it on there.
Oh my god.
That's from Norton from 2 weeks ago. No. It's very sticky.
Quite a number of things. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't smell very good now, huh?
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, well.
It adds to the stickiness. Okay.
Then I smile to myself and figure out where Will went.
Okay.
Oh, that was really cute.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.